Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
It's the 27th annual Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches on Friday, March 5th at The Ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. Selling 470 Angus and 53 Hereford bulls, all bulls selling have genomically enhanced EPDs and all will be semen checked ahead of the sale. Attend in person or bid online at SuperiorLivestock.com and SLA TV. Sale book and video available at ExpressRanches.com. Remember Friday, March 5th, the date for the Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Attention farmers and ranchers, the Tulsa Farm Show is back February 25th through 27th at the River Spirit Expo. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau presents over 350 exhibitors, ag products and services, plus cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. Register to win $1,000 in show bucks each day at 1 o'clock by Can-Am. Be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. TulsaFarmShow.com has details. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Consolidation in agriculture, enforcement of the Packers and Stockyards Act, and truth in labeling were just some of the policy issues at the 116th AFR-OFU convention this year. AFR-OFU President Scott Blubaugh says members discussed all of the topics.
So the policy committee obviously did very good work. The membership approved it overwhelmingly for a policy going forward this year. You know, the consolidation in agriculture issues, the lack of open markets in the livestock sector was a big issue. You know, there was lots of COVID concerns as well. The enforcement of the Packers and Stockers Act, truth in labeling standards was another one that we feel really strongly about, the consumer knowing where their food comes from. Consumers, they're demanding that information. They want to know where it comes from. And our producers believe they should know where their food comes from. And so those were some of the big issues that we tackled.
Rural broadband was another issue that Blubaugh said. As agriculture has moved to more direct marketing to consumers online, virtual classrooms, and modern equipment that all require high-speed internet.
There was a broadband, of course, around the state with the COVID-19 has really put a spotlight on our inefficient broadband system that we have in Oklahoma. And our school-age children having trouble doing virtual schooling because of lack of broadband. And even today, Casey, this is quite a challenging interview for me to do remotely at the ranch with the limited internet service that I have here. So,
well, I think some people forget, you know, that you're actually a farmer too before you're the AFR-OFU president. So you're out there working on the ranch in the cold just like everybody else, huh?
Well, that's right. We're having calves born and trying to get feed out. We have water wells froze up and trying to unthaw those and break ice on ponds. And the very same things that all of our ranchers and our stockmen around the state are dealing with, I deal with too. And that's what makes it so special about being the president of AFR and OFU is that I am a true farmer and rancher, just like the other members that we have out there. And
the AFR-OFU president said 83% of the policies received a yes vote, and he's looking forward to a more positive 2021. You've got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction coming to Oklahoma City once again, Thursday, February 25th. It'll be a big video auction day of calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. You can come and watch all the action at the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City on South Meridian, Thursday, February 25th. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give us a call, 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.